Hello and welcome to the Coast to Coast College Admissions Podcast. Each week, we talk about different college admissions topics and answer those tough questions you may be dealing with concerning getting into the college of your choice. We know how difficult this process can be, so each week, we try and make it easier to navigate. Now, here's your host, Anna Wren and Mark Huffer.
Hi, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful week and that you're excited to join me, Anna Wren, and
Mark Huffer
for the Coast to Coast College Admissions Podcast. We're super excited, and actually, Mark is going to kick us off for this week's topic.
Yeah, Anna, we've been talking about different things in the college application process, and we wanted to make room for those kids who are looking at college, but they're not too sure if they want to dive in right after high school for a number of reasons. And we'll probably talk about that in a little bit, because four-year commitment to university, it's a pretty intimidating process. And I know I've run into kids who they're looking at school, but they're not too sure they want to get right into it right after high school. How about you?
I have the same thing. And I think it's hard because especially some of the students that I work with, they go through a really rigorous high school curriculum. And I feel like sometimes they feel a little burnt out. And I don't know that they always feel ready, like you said, to just dive into another 4 years of rigorous schoolwork.
Absolutely. I know that one of the things that most college counselors will ask their students when they start working with them is to identify, you know, really what they want to accomplish in 4 years and why they're going to college in the first place. And a lot of students, they, after, like you say, after 4 years of heads down focused academics in high school to prepare for college, and they enter that realm not knowing exactly what they want to do yet. So I think that when we talk about a gap year, that gap year can provide them with an opportunity, a little bit of space to think and reflect.
And I think gap year is very popular this year, partially because of Malia Obama. And more people are definitely considering gap years. But how would you define a gap year for people that aren't as familiar with what a gap year might entail?
You bet. Gap year takes on a lot of different definitions, and a lot of people do different things during that year. Given that it is only a year, although it sounds like a long period of time, it can really fly by, especially for those people who don't structure it. So the gap year can be a structured or an unstructured opportunity. Some people split the difference. They enter a program that's very structured for part of it, and then they do their own thing for part of the other, for the rest of the year. But any way you spend that year, you have to treat it as a gift. It is pretty much an opportunity that shouldn't be wasted. I think it's one of those things that you really need to identify what you want to accomplish during that period of time and make it and define it the way you want to.
That's a great point you raised, because I don't think we want to advocate for a gap year. It's not necessarily that you can go and lie on a beach and relax in that regard, but that you do have an idea, because I think one of the pitfalls of a gap year potentially, if you don't know exactly what you're going to do, is that you do kind of slow that momentum down of being in school. So you do have to be a bit cautious of that. But how many people or students take advantage of gap years?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, last year it was almost 3% of incoming freshmen. That is growing. Matter of fact, Harvard has reported that they've seen about an over 30% increase in gap year students in just the last couple of years. And there are a number of colleges like Harvard, a number of the Ivy League colleges as well, that support students for a number of reasons. And we'll talk about that, why they support the gap year student. But it is becoming increasingly popular.
And I think partially by the media, but also thanks hopefully to different counselors that work with students and also families that really can help identify if a gap year will be beneficial for a student. So have you had any students that took a gap year?
Oh yeah, I've actually had students who have taken gap year, you know, the gap year between high school and college. And interestingly, there are more students who when they don't take that gap year opportunity, they often find themselves at the end of their freshman year saying, I'll take one between my freshman and sophomore year. which is a very different and in a very unusual situation. But yeah, I've had students who have done both. Have you had students who have done gap year, and what kind of things have they done?
I have, and actually we talked about this offline one time, and it was not my student, but my cousin took a gap year. And it was partially brought on by being disappointed in his college admissions result. But it ended up being my aunt was very concerned that he would lose the momentum of going to school if he took a year off. But like you said, he really did plan what he was going to do with his time. And he decided to go abroad and work. And for a child who had never worked before to do kind of menial labor jobs, it was really eye-opening for him. And when he started school later, it really helped him come with a new perspective and new appreciation for his college education. And he ended up loving his college afterwards. And he was very thankful that he had taken the gap year so that he could kind of have a better idea of what he wanted to study in college, but also appreciate that he got the opportunity to study at college.
I've had a number of students who either I've worked with or I know who have taken a gap year, and there have been different things that they've done. The most common one that I really encourage this because it's one thing that I don't have a particular gift in, which is another language. And for those students who either have an interest or a passion or even a talent for a particular language, taking a gap year, especially at that age, just cognitively as your brain is developing, it is a rare opportunity to really become fluent. And as we know, fluency includes the culture that goes along with a language. And I think that those students who, if they have the opportunity, at the, 17, 18 years old, to go to a different country where the language is spoken and get just a really solid base, that's an incredible opportunity to really become truly fluent in another. The other one is academic enrichment, because I've had students who have gone looking to see, there are different programs that offer academic introductions to particular areas that aren't necessarily part of a college program. And they basically get that academic exposure and skill set before they start into their first year of college.
That's a great point you raise. I actually did have a friend, he finished high school early, and instead of starting college right away, he did decide to go abroad and live in a country for a year where he really did absorb the language and culture. And more importantly, it also helped solidify for him that, when he came back, he would want to major in those cultural studies, and it ended up resulting in his desire to work for government and diplomacy. So like you said, it can really make a difference, and it's almost a chance to also test drive different things you might be interested in, or to just do things for fun, meaning that you don't have to think about, I'm doing this for college, because I feel like some students and families, they feel like, oh, I have to join this activity, or, oh, I have to do this thing for college. But a gap year really does allow you to kind of do something for yourself, in that you could explore something completely different. You can then, decide that, okay, this is something I don't have to do for college, and you could just do it on your own. So I think that's kind of valuable as well. And then the other thing you had mentioned is that academic enrichment. And I think spending time and learning abroad is just a completely different experience. And, most students will get the opportunity to do that through study abroad as well. But I think even before that, getting that opportunity is really great.
Agreed. That's one of those things where I think when students start to even contemplate the gap year, there are a number of different companies and organizations that provide that opportunity. Like you say, it can be more defined on particular areas or particular interests, but there are organizations and companies that provide a gap year experience that basically is kind of a smorgasbord of different activities and experiences. So that a lot of people, when they do take their gap year, they comment that period of time is when they actually discovered or had the chance to run across something that became very much the center of their passion and what they studied in college. So what are some of the main reasons that you would say a student would want to consider taking a gap year in the first place?
I think you know, one of the things I recommend, and for certain students, I might recommend a gap year if they really don't know what they want to do yet. And they need some time to potentially figure that out, because college can be expensive. It's a 4-year investment. And if they feel like they would rather go in more confidently and need like a year to kind of explore what that might be, then I might recommend a gap year. But I also recommend it for students, like I had mentioned before, that are a bit burnt out, because I don't want them to go to school and then, kind of like what you had said, maybe they do need a break and then they take it between their freshman and sophomore year. I think schools really value and appreciate when students can recognize that they want to take some time to do something else before they start college. How about you?
Yeah, those points resonate so much with those. And I think, as you know, I teach leadership, and I'm a huge proponent of the word reflection. And I think those students that I work with, I'm always asking them to think about why and what does success look like and why is it important. And I think that period of time, that year, more students who take a gap year, they talk about reflecting, meeting people, and actually getting a more mature base, finding out what the world's about. You mentioned you know people who have actually went to work or had the opportunity to work with other organizations in community service. And I think working is a great way to establish how important and what kind of a gift going to college is. As soon as you start entering the workforce, I think academics becomes a very different thing and much more of a luxury.
And then, you know, we talk about how not that many students, 3%, take advantage of a gap year. But I think I wonder sometimes if students worry that schools might not be supportive of that. But I think that's the opposite. So why do you think are some reasons that colleges would support students taking a gap year?
Yeah, in talking with people who have, and basically when schools are working with students, they keep statistics on who performs well and why, and what kind of characteristics do they bring to the classroom that allow them to be more successful than other students. And so they actually have been keeping statistics and have been researching gap year students and what kind of success they've had. And when colleges admit students, they're basically making a bet. They're making a bet on somebody who is going to be successful. You have to remember that colleges put a large financial input into a student's education as well, and they want to make sure that they're successful at the end. And statistics will very much support that when a student takes a gap year, and much like we've talked about, they enter the classroom more mature, they're more responsible, and they're usually more passionate about learning and about education and what kind of an opportunity they actually have. So colleges love gap year students.
I agree. And there's actually some colleges that even help fund a gap year. And I guess I know there's probably some people listening and they wonder like, wow, going abroad and traveling and stuff, can we even afford a gap year? And what are your thoughts on that? Can the average family afford to help their student take a gap year?
You know, that's a really good question. And that's one of the things, and like we've talked about, there are different ways that you can define a gap year. A gap year can actually be going and working for a year to offset the, you know, the financial reality of college. I know a number of students who have, you know, they've seen how much college costs, and they know going in if they can put a large dent into even the first year by working that first year, that can help. But the college programs, the gap year programs that I've seen, they range in price from $5,000 to $40,000. So you can pay as much for gap year as you do an elite, you know, Ivy League college. So that cost can be a huge, huge part of it. You mentioned to me, and I hadn't heard about it, there are some universities that actually offer scholarship. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. I mean, I wish there were more schools that did this, but there are only about a handful. And one of them is Princeton University, and they have something called the Princeton Bridge Year Program. And it's absolutely tuition free. And it gives, you know, certain freshmen the ability to take 9 months to do sponsored service at international locations around the world. And they have 5 different international locations. But like you said, I think it accomplishes a few things at the same time through the gap year program. It allows for, you know, reflection for the student. It enables them to engage with different cultural communities. And hopefully that also brings back with them, helps them bring back an international and open perspective for when they actually start school.
Yeah, and there again, I think if you're seeing universities like Princeton who are willing to not only support, but financially aid and allow the time of a student to travel abroad and experience a culture in a very intentional way. I think they have, you know, if they're putting that kind of money into a program, I think they actually are ones who have seen the results of the students who are able to take the best advantage of those kind of opportunities. So we've talked about the opportunities that are available, but I mean, how many colleges actually support gap year students? I mean, are they taking a huge risk if they take a gap year, or is it pretty much open to any college?
I would think that many schools, especially private schools, support a gap year because kind of it's like you said, right? They want to have successful students. And in addition to that, I think a lot of the private institutions, they do pride themselves on creating a diverse and cultural community. But do you know any specific schools?
Yeah, and there again, I think you're right. I think the private colleges have an opportunity to be a little bit more creative in what they do to bring in the most diverse and culturally rich and mature incoming class. And I think they've identified the gap year as a way to do that. I know schools, a lot of the Ivy Leagues, Harvard and Yale, you mentioned Princeton, but other schools, including a lot of engineering schools, they know that as well. Olin and Harvey Mudd, MIT, they all support gap year opportunities because they've seen the maturity of the student that comes back is definitely worth having somebody who takes that time.
Absolutely. And I should have mentioned also before, not just Princeton, but even a public school like the University of North Carolina also has a gap year fellowship. So, you know, for students that feel like they might not be able to fund a gap year on their own, they might want to look at the schools that they're applying to see if there are these types of opportunities available.
Absolutely. And I think, like you mentioned, with the Princeton program, that's a very, you apply to it, and it's a very defined experience in that it is an abroad program. And I know that different colleges have different requirements, so it's really important that if you're considering a gap year to identify kind of which colleges you might be looking for applying to and finding out if they have specific requirements for what you need to accomplish in that gap year.
So we've talked a lot about the benefits of taking a gap year and how open many schools are to taking a gap year. What if our audience wants to consider taking a gap year? What are some advice that you have for them?
Absolutely. I have to laugh because I pretty much, when I hear students, they start to consider a gap year. A lot of times, I don't know about you, but students will often ask me questions to try it out on an adult before they and I think we're kind of like the first line of what's the reaction going to be. And a lot of times we get to hear students, their justification for why a gap year is a good idea. And I think they don't understand, they need to sell this idea, especially if they're going to talk to their parents. So there's a lot of things that I'd suggest they do before they talk to their parents, and things that they don't do when they're considering a gap year. What are some of the things that you would suggest a student research or know about or think about before they talk to parents?
So I love that you bring that up because I do often feel like we're the first line that mm-hmm. they try to cross and kind of test the waters with. So I always tell my students, if there's something you want, you have to be your own self-advocate. And what that means is being able to put together and pitch your parents, so to speak.
You got it.
I've had students do that for summer programs, but also for a gap year as well. So what I would recommend that they do is first research and figure out, well, what program will you be involved in? Is it going to be something structured, or is it something that you're going to kind of put together on your own? And in addition to that, you probably want to figure out the cost involved, especially if you're going to ask mom and dad to help fund it for you. And also list some abilities that you may also be able to help fund it as well. And also do the benefits of taking the gap year, so that, you know, it's kind of a thought out presentation to your parents. So it makes it a lot harder to say no, but at the same time, it also demonstrates the maturity you have in being able to put something like this together.
Exactly. I often kid students, and when I say kid, I actually want them to do this, but to give them an idea, I said, you know, think of this as Shark Tank, and you are selling something called a gap year. And your parents are the four people the people sitting in those four chairs. Think of those people as your parents. And you're basically having to sell an opportunity, because a lot of times there's going to need to be either money or an investment of some type, and that may be resources that allow you to do this gap year. So it's an elevator pitch. Like you mentioned, it's a pitch. You are selling yourself and this opportunity. And the more research and the more intentionality that you can give this, the more I think parents will be willing to listen.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I love watching Shark Tank, and I think you make a really good example of that, because that's what I would also imagine that they have to do as well. It is kind of like a Shark Tank pitch. And for our members that have never watched Shark Tank, you should definitely check it out. So you can kind of see what we're talking about. But I think, you know, it's really important to identify what you're going to do, and whether it's going to be here or if it's going to be abroad, and so on and so forth. So I think I have some students that often ask me, and maybe you get the same question too, is like, if I'm going to do a gap year, do I still even need to apply for college right now? Right. What would you advise?
Yeah, and that's one of those questions where there are different camps of thought. I'm definitely the one who pushes, if you are thinking about a gap year, get into college first and then get the deferral. Because there again, do your research, find out and make sure that the colleges you're interested in they're supportive of a gap year. And that way you can, use the deferral system and defer by 1 year. A lot of colleges will allow that, but make sure you do your research. And you don't want to get into the tight spot of finding out after you've got in that they don't accept a gap year, because then you're gonna have to go. But yeah, I'm a huge proponent of just go through the application as if you were going to go in for the next year. The tough part of that is, if there again, like we talked about at the very beginning, if you don't know exactly what you want to study and you don't know exactly where your passions are going to be at the end of 4 years and what you want to accomplish, it's a little bit more difficult picking a school. But I still encourage students to go through the process, because it's definitely the time to research schools and start thinking about that.
Absolutely. And the other thing I would say is, you know, you at least you're going to apply to college the same time as your peers. So, you know, you do feel kind of you're in it with them. Whereas it might be a little more challenging to come back from a gap year and then apply for college, just because you aren't in that same time frame or mindset. So you might as well just apply, you know, have that kind of off your back and off your mind, and that way you can also enjoy your gap year as well. Are there any like don'ts that you have with gap years?
Yeah, there's a couple of don'ts. The first one is, never go into the conversation with your parents saying, well, I just want to find myself. don't go there. That's the easiest way to get a Shark Tank. Will pass on this one. And I think that's one thing that students, although it makes perfect sense to them that they're just going to take a year off and think about life and belly button lint, I think I think that is definitely not the the position to take of find yourself. Also, one of the things that I really don't think you want to do is be too vague. If you go into a conversation with, you know, travel the world or learn to make the best fish taco in the world, I think those are two things that can probably get that conversation headed in a direction they don't want. How about you? Are there certain things that you would suggest students don't do as they're approaching the gap year opportunity?
I would say, especially since this has been in the media, that you don't do it just because you think it's a trend and it's the cool thing to do, or that you do it just because your friends are doing it. I really think it has to be something that comes intrinsically, and you really have to know why you are doing it yourself. And like you said, I think you do need to be specific and lay out a plan for your gap year so that you just, you know, I think it can be easy to waste it, so that if you do proper planning with your family, then you can really make the most out of it.
Yeah, I agree with you that going into it with some kind of an intention and a goal, I always push SMART goals that have, you know, are as specific as possible and definitely have a timeline. Mm-hmm. So you know what success looks like when you get there. And those are the kind of things that I think will set you up to get the most out of the year. But I think also in trying to pitch it to your parents and explaining why it's a good opportunity for you, all of those things, setting the goals and having an intentional plan, they're just good things and good practices and behaviors to establish.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things I lacked to mention before is another benefit of a gap year or even a summer program, if you should choose to do something away from home, is that it really does give you a chance to be independent. And I think that was another benefit that I'd seen come out of students who took the gap year, because I think that first semester at college, students do get homesick. Whereas if you've done programs where you have gone abroad and kind of lived away from home for a while, it does give you that chance to learn to become independent.
You are totally spot on. I think now that you mentioned that, and I think about when students who travel abroad or even during the summer in between college, and they often talk about the things that they never realized when they were living at home. A lot of students who have been lucky enough to have, you know, very supportive parents and a very supportive home life, when they go out and they have to actually buy groceries and pay for food, rent, they immediately find out how expensive all this stuff is. And that is one definite thing that I think when you do experience that and you find out what public transportation is like and all of those things, that actually those kinds of things that build your maturity and your realization of what the world is really like around you, I think when you get to college, that sets you apart from your peers who haven't had that experience in such a way that it comes across in the way that you do the assignments that you turn in, the way you talk about the world, and the way you talk about things while in discussions in class as well.
Absolutely. And now, what are some interesting gap year opportunities that you have heard of or think would be interesting for our audience to take advantage of?
You bet. Yeah. The gap year, it's interesting. There are so many, because as it become more popular, there are organizations that actually have programs that, you know, that's a business. And there are also academic opportunities where there are colleges throughout the world that actually have programs specifically for gap year students, where you can actually come in if they have a particular niche. There's a leadership university in Mauritius that basically you learn entrepreneurial leadership. And you aren't part of, basically you're not part of their incoming class, but you study alongside with their students. And then, you can take, you know, all that experience back to when you do go to your first year back to university. The other opportunities are those that are the ones that I really, think people will get the most out of and will definitely grow from. And those are the community service opportunities. There are a number of different domestic and international organizations that allow students to come work, and they actually will pay for it. There are different versions where you pay or they pay room and board or half and half. So those are opportunities that I know of. They're all over the world.
I know that I feel like, you know, what's really important is some of my favorite gap year opportunities are service opportunities. And depending on the organization, you know, it might help be covered and stuff like that. But some of those, you know, include like maybe potentially helping out with the Peace Corps or Beyond Borders. But if you, you know, just to close out our discussion on gap year, if you could take a gap year, what would you do?
Wow. Boy, that's a curveball. I hadn't even thought of that. You know, with so much water under the bridge, being an ancient person, if I look back, because I went to immersion school in Italy as an adult, and it was transformative for me. And I think because language is very difficult for me, but it was, I learned more about myself. Even as an adult, there were things that I encountered that I had never really bounced into before. And so I would, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I think I would take that opportunity to go live in a different culture and country and really become fluent in a language. I think that would really set me, I know it would have completely put a different tenure on the way that I would approach my academics, especially the first year of college.
That's wonderful. I think for me, I would probably choose also an abroad opportunity. And I think it's because I at that age, I didn't have a lot of opportunities to go abroad, except to visit family, which is very different. But I think I'd choose to go abroad and volunteer. And I think the reason I would do that is I think it really gives you a deeper appreciation for everything that you have. And I know college will be challenging. So, you know, when I start to complain about this midterm I have to study for or this term paper I need to write, my hope is that through my experience during the gap year that I will appreciate it and understand that, you know, there's other people around the world that aren't as blessed as I am with having the ability to get a really great college education. And hopefully it'll help ease some of the complaining I might do by keeping things in perspective.
I couldn't agree more. I think that would be, and it's something I think as adults, we really would love to have the young students that we work with have the opportunity to experience that in a safe way and bring it back to college in such a different perspective and responsibility and maturity and all of those things that I think, much like you say, those opportunities, I think, are the ones that make us grow in the best way. So
that's wonderful, Mark. I am so thankful that we had a chance to talk about gap year programs today. We look forward to catching you guys next time with other interesting programming. And I hope you have a wonderful week, Mark.
I hope you do, too. And we will talk on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Coast College Admissions Podcast, where we make getting into college easy and fun. Don't forget to go over to iTunes and subscribe to get updated each week when we release a new episode. Also, for more helpful college admissions information, visit our website at www.c2ccollegepodcast.com.